Hey, everyone. I believe the show has started. I'm trying to see here. Looks like we're having a little technical difficulty. Have to see what's going on here. I know we are having a lot of difficulty lately with internet connections and various things, but we are live. I can see it now. Woohoo! It didn't seem to be connecting here, but we are live. Awesome. Hello, everyone. Good evening, afternoon, or morning, wherever you may be, whenever you're listening to the show. My name is Carolyn R. Owens, and I am your Rapid Success Coach and the host of Let's Coach with Carolyn. Welcome back to another exciting episode. Let's Coach is the show that brings the best from the coaching world for you to use in your everyday life, and we talk about what coaching can do for you. We bring you great small business ideas and some good news stories and stories about people paying it forward in their everyday lives. When I'm not hosting the show, I serve as the chairwoman and CEO of Infinity Coaching Incorporated, where we help you up-level your skills so you can up-level your income, your career, your business, your life. And I assist my clients with creating the life of their dreams. And we have so much fun in the process. So you can find out more about me. You can connect with me on my social media profiles if you just visit CarolynOwens360.com. You'll see how you can connect with me, all my social media profiles right there on one page. And I want to encourage you to stay tuned for the entire show to hear about what we're giving away this week. Now, on the last show, we had one of our regular guests with us, Chella Diaz. She is your money coach. She can help you plan your financial strategies, talk to you about some, you know, ways that you can save money, how to budget. So Chella Diaz is here regularly on the show. But last time she joined us for some woman talk, where we talked about dating and relationships. So I encourage you to go check out that recording. You can always, if you can't listen live, you can always go back and check out one of the recordings. I have to say, when I found out not only are we on iTunes and here on Blog Talk, we're also on iHeartRadio and Stitcher. There's a lot of different platforms that you can find us on now. So that was great to find out. But we closed out our annual series on dating and relationships, but I want to say that conversation is not over. We're going to keep it going throughout the year, so you want to be sure to keep an eye out for those episodes. Because, see, we promised to share with you some tips and strategies that will help to empower you to create a life you love living. So now, sometimes, like now, you know, for many people, that seems hard as hell, okay? But we are here to support, motivate, and inspire you. So recently, I took a few weeks off to travel and to work on something, which I'll talk about more about in a minute. But the bottom line is I needed to start again, and I needed to start ugly. See, we wait for everything to be perfect that sometimes we just don't get started. We search for approval that we never get. We have haters that shoot down our dreams. We have ideas that, you know, though they don't seem practical, but especially if we don't do the research and we don't create a plan that will make it happen. When I first started my business, I had a vision. You know, I had somewhat of a plan, but it was definitely nowhere near perfect. I bought things and services I didn't need, which stuff that I, you know, I'm the type of person that I hate to waste money. So you can imagine living with the guilt of getting these services and things that were not, you know, of value to me. They were not helping my business grow or helping me grow at all. And I had, you know, when I first started, I had even close friends who, they knew how hard I was working, especially when it was where I was putting out more than I was bringing in. I was putting out a lot of time. I was putting out a lot of money to help grow my business. If it came in, I invested it back into the business to help it grow. And they would say things like, this was not for me. You know, what was I doing? It was just, I just needed to let this go and not do this. I hate to say it, even my dad was one of those people who said, what did I think I was doing? And I had people who also wanted to kind of dictate how I was supposed to do things, how I had to do things. I had somebody even tell me if I didn't do it just the way they wanted me to, I was going to fail. It was like a lot of, you know, different, you know, people who had their businesses and, you know, a little bit more experience than I did wanted to put me in this box, you know, that if I stepped out that box, I was not going to succeed. But that was hard for me to be kept in a box. It was so much so at times that my vision got blurry and I couldn't even see what I wanted anymore. So I had to shift gears. And then that's when things started happening for me. My business grew. My reputation, a strong one, spread, and I had some great referrals coming my way. You know, I got to give a special shout-out to, she's an admin assistant, virtual assistant, Danielle Pope, who referred me every chance she got. And you could check her out at, her business is Pope Consulting, and you can go to popeadminconsulting.com to check her out. But she was always there to support me, any type of assistance. Like, she was a great admin virtual assistant, and she has helped me out with when I've needed 24-hour and 48-hour turnarounds. And so she was always referring me and literally giving me leads to grow my business. And it's now a little over 7 years from when I started my business. And I have to say, last year I got into a slump. You know, business was good. But I wasn't. And I wrote about this in one of my blog articles in November where I felt stuck. I couldn't figure it out, but I just knew what I was feeling, and you couldn't even exactly put it into words. But I had to allow myself to walk through it, you know, give myself permission to walk through it and try to figure this whole thing out. But even though things were good, you know, this is when haters surfaced again, where people were saying, time to give it up, let it go. Is your business really doing okay? You know, and it was. It was thriving still. But it was something more that I needed to figure out. You know, I'm back to the people saying, well, this is what you need to do, exactly like this. Having already experienced it, I knew that was not the answer. But my son, my biggest supporter, of course, he said, do what you do. You'll move past this. And I did eventually. See, we lose time waiting for perfection. We overthink things. We feel like we've got to have so much training. And we'll get ourselves stuck in this cycle of this need. Okay, as we sit here thinking, I got to do this, I got to do this, we never take action. We never move forward. And we're stuck in this, like, it's being on a hamster wheel where we're just running around and around and around, and we're not getting anywhere. Or we're stuck in a maze, and we can't figure our way out of it. And it keeps us stuck in that place. And we'll find ourselves saying no to opportunities, because we'll say over and over again, I'm not ready. I can't do this. Or you'll have somebody feeding it into your head, giving you doubts and creating insecurities for you that will make you think that you can't, that there's no possible way that you can do this or you can reach this level of success. Or, you know, and for me, success is how we define it. You know, you don't have to desire to have, you know, millions or, you know, live a certain life. It's what success looks like for you. But you're going to have somebody tell you, no, that's not what you want. This is what you want. This right here, that's what you not what you're thinking about. You know, but that gets us this idea that we're not ready or we can't create what we want. You know, I had turned down so many interviews and I didn't get back to people because I was like, I'm not ready to do this level of interview or this, you know, when people are reaching out to you. I was ready, but I told myself all the reasons why I couldn't do it. And on the flip side of that, as a podcast host, it happens to me all the time where I'll set up an interview with somebody and then no show. You don't hear anything or they get stuck. And for me, that helped, that kind of influenced me to get me stuck because I was scheduled to do the interview, but I didn't have that plan B. It's like, okay, if they don't show or they have to cancel, because, yeah, in some cases, emergencies do happen. Things do happen. But it was, you know, I would say, okay, they're not coming. No need to do a show. But I had a message. I have so much that I wanted to share, but I was counting on that person to be interviewed. And I had somebody who actually connected with me on Instagram who stood me up 3 times. When I wanted to interview them, I was ready to share resources and connect them with other people in my circle. You know, but you don't know why that person gets stuck and that person can't get forward. But he wasn't ready to take that chance or step outside and see everything that he could create. You see, no course can make you get off your butt and do what you need to do. Sometimes we do need help to figure it out. You know, that's what a lot of the coaching world is about. And I will tell you, a coach shouldn't be telling you what to do or, you know, saying you've got to do things a certain way. They should be helping you and assisting you with finding those answers that, you know, a lot of times you already know the answers to. But by asking the right questions, they help you realize it and they help you have that aha moment where you can say, yeah, and now let's create this plan that we can figure it out, that coach will help you create that roadmap, that guide for where you want to get to. A coach would help you break through what's holding you back. But even with that, they can't make you do the work. They can't make you show up. You know, you have to realize that I can do this and I can step up and these are the action steps and things I need to do. Because, see, right now at this time, it's easy to be unmotivated to take the next steps. And it's, you know, it's hard to have that hope of fulfilling your dream. But it takes faith the size of a mustard seed. Faith and action. I was always looking for everything to be perfect before launching some new ideas that I've been working on. You know, things that would help elevate and take my business, Infinity Coaching, to that next level. Things for my podcast, blogging, you know, for my business. I wasn't willing to step outside of my comfort zone I had created for my business and my life. And I'll say, it was a very comfortable place to be, especially when you have people who will, will put you into a comparison trap. They'll throw you into a comparison trap and tell you who you should be and what you should be doing. And you have to learn how to block all of that out and know what you really want and who you really are. And that's about raising your self-awareness and taking that time. And this is a good time to spend that time, you know, kind of figuring out, who am I? You know, we get so caught up in life and day-to-day activities that we can lose ourselves, that what we forget what's important to us, what matters most to us. We're on that hamster wheel, You know, I live in the DMV area, which is D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, and it's such a fast-paced area that you see so much of it, and there's so much stress and anxiety that was already here. And then you have a situation or circumstance that amplifies that, you know, and it's really that we have to learn to take those moments and pause and kind of figure it out, you know. And like I said, I created this comfort zone for myself. And being in this comfort zone, and like I said, it was very comfortable. But I wasn't being challenged and I wasn't growing. I wasn't being innovative or creative. And things that I value, you know, my word, if you've listened to the show before and you've heard that my show is create, my word is create. You know, I think about the possibilities. And that's why I named my business Infinity Coaching, was because of the infinite possibilities that exist for us. But we got to be able to see it. And many of us will grow up in a situation where we don't see the possibilities. We're not taught that these possibilities exist for us, that we're going to be, you know, we are labeled, we are criticized, we are judged from the very beginning. And that's what we see. That becomes what we know. Part of my goal when creating the business was to be able to educate people that it's so much more beyond that. You know, I was able to create that for myself. I spent 24 years in the military, which took me various places where I got to meet so many different wonderful people, live in different places, and experience so many different things. But, you know, I feel part of that responsibility becomes in giving that back and, you know, letting people see beyond, you know, these labels that are placed on us, the criticism that's given to us. So knowing what you value, what's important to you. And when you're not in alignment with your values and the things that are important to you, you can get stuck. You don't grow. You don't challenge yourself. You can't see beyond your current circumstances. So what changed for me? You know, like I was saying, I was stuck. I felt like I was in a stuck place back in November time frame, and I couldn't figure out what it was. I couldn't see, but I started seeing, hey, I'm not challenged myself. I'm not growing. So I kind of need to step out of this comfort zone that I created for myself. And an opportunity came up that I had been waiting for a few years. Being a single parent, I was focused on raising a man in this world, my son, and the timing never worked out. But now I could take the opportunity, but even when it came up, it took time for me to commit to it. And what it was a conference, okay? And it sounds like, what, something simple as a conference? Yeah, right, okay. But it was one I had been waiting to attend. And like I said, timing was never right for me. I could not get there. And now it was in a location I could easily get to. The dates worked out. The price worked out. Everything was in alignment, but the voices in my head. You know, all that negative talk and negative thoughts that prevent us from moving forward, I had to get out of my own way. You know, and say, you know, what the heck? Something's holding me back from going to a conference. It's a freaking 2-hour flight to get. And I did. I was like, once I hit that payment button, and then I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going. And I have to say the conference has been a game changer for me. And you're probably wondering, well, what was the conference? And the conference was, part of it was VidFest, and the next day is PodFest. And as you might have guessed, it's a premier conference for podcasters and vloggers where you bring, you know, it's funny because some of the people that I got to see there are people I'm connected with on social media that never met face-to-face, but we're sharing each other's, you know, Twitter's my thing, so we're sharing each other's tweets and commenting and stuff, and it's like, oh, wow, we're actually here together. So that was really cool. But not only did I learn a lot, I met a lot of cool people, people doing podcasts about all types of subjects. You name it, and they were there. Some of the, you know, topics even made me blush a little, okay? But it was, you know, podcasters for all types of themes and topics, and some just getting started, and some that have been around for years. But the really, really cool part was nobody was trying to sell you anything. They were there to help you, educate you, and teach you. They didn't see you as competition, and you're talking to over, what, 1,500 people that were there? You know, and I kept saying, I got to see people that I've worked with, that we've done it all virtually. You know, we got to meet face-to-face for the first time. But one of the things that past attendees and multiple past attendees told us newcomers to the conference to do was read the book Start Ugly. It is a short, easy-to-read book, and you can honestly read it in just a couple of hours. But the book was written by the event creator of PodFest, VidFest, and it's Chris, getting out his last name is always hard for me, but it's Chris Krim. Wait a minute. I'm going to make it easy. K-R-I-M-I-T-S-O-S. There you go. And it's a tale about innovation and change. But it's about creating a plan and not getting stuck on perfection, but making a commitment on when you're going to start and you do it. So you can make tweaks along the way. If you don't like it, hey, that's okay too. You just start over with a new idea. If you love it, keep tweaking it to make it better, but you got to stay creative and continue to innovate. And so, like I said, I had become very comfortable, and I had lost the part about staying creative and innovate. You know, because when you do that, that's new ideas. You're stepping into a new area. You're trying new things. And you're starting some of this stuff. You're resetting. You're starting over. And we're looking for, okay, everything has to be in alignment before we do it. You know, what if we posting on our YouTube channel and only one or two people watch it? Ah, you know, but you got to start. If you don't ever start, you're never going to get to now 100 people are watching it, 200 people are watching it. And it's not going to be, you worry about, I've got to have the perfect thumbnail, and I've got to have this looking that way. I've got to look perfection, you know, when they film it. You'll never get started because you'll never find perfection. You'll always find something that you want to change. If you look at a book, you know, 99, I'm going to leave a margin of error there, but I'm going to say 99% of the time in a book, you're going to find an error, or there's something that that author would have worded differently, but they got to publish it. That's why so many books don't get published, because they're checking in and checking in and checking in and thinking they got to change this, that it takes years and they'll never get that book out. But most books have some kind of error in it. And guess what? Some of them are still New York Times bestsellers. But they got started, and they started ugly, and they got that first one out there. And that's the same thing I'm saying here, is you got to start ugly. So that's where I am. I'm checking in on what I value and stepping out on ideas that I have to raise my game to the next level. Things that I've wanted to do as a business owner, for the podcast, you know, that I will challenge myself to grow. If you saw the way I did the pictures for even this show, I stepped out of my comfort zone and did something a little different. And then I had to think, okay, don't get caught up in worrying about what everybody thinks about it. You know, it's about starting ugly. And so I'm looking to take the next steps with Infinity Coaching and move it forward with some plans I have wanted to take action on. And I'm talking big plans, duck on. And it's, I realized that that's what's holding me back from getting to that next level. Going where I want to go was I wasn't willing to step outside that comfort zone and be creative and innovate and grow and take those chances, take those risks. But as business owners in our careers, that's what we do. So why share this with you? Because I know there are many people out there who are stuck and they're feeling this way. They may have buried their dreams for some various reason, or you may have achieved some level of success, but you want something different, you want something more, and you just can't figure it out. Whatever it is, be it with your career, your business, or your life, because it's not just about, you know, the job or the profession or the business we're going. This happens with our life, too. When you don't take that chance and ask that guy or girl out that you have admired, and what's the worst that's going to happen? They're going to say no. Okay, then you move on. But you're sitting here stuck, waiting and waiting and waiting, but you never asked. And they just might say yes, you know. Because what do? You know, you got to take action. You know, create a plan, the how, and take action. Wait for perfection. Start ugly. As Chris says, stop thinking and start doing. So I mentioned at the beginning that we're going to have a giveaway today. But before we get to that, I want to tell you about our next show that's going to be coming up. It is going to be this Wednesday, April 8th. And joining us will be a special guest, David Summerfleck. And he's going to be talking about marketing that gets results. So this is the perfect time to create some strategies for your business. And he's going to be here to help you with that, to talk about some marketing strategies, tips, and techniques that you can use to grow your business or be positioned to grow your business. So you want to? We're going to be airing at noon at our regular that's the time we usually air, but that's one of the things that I'm kind of not staying in the box with, because there's a lot of – we've got some great guests lined up for you that are coming over the next couple of weeks and next couple of months, actually. I've got a lot of people calling in or reaching out to me to be a guest for you, to share some of these empowering strategies. But they're all over the country. Actually, they're all over the world now. And so you definitely want to tune in, because it's really cool to get different perspectives from different people and then take the best of what works for you. So, but for this episode, what we're giving away is a copy of Chris's book, Start Ugly. So one person will be able to win a copy of this book. But here's what you have to do. I want you to go to CarolynOwens360.com, and you're going to click on the Contact Me card, and you're going to send me an email. And in the subject line, just write, Start Ugly. And then you'll be entered to win a copy of the book. There's one winner that will be announced on our show this Wednesday. So the emails must be received by Tuesday midnight, let's just say 11:59, okay? And now, if you're listening to the show after the giveaway ends, sorry, but you can always find the book on Amazon, and it's called Start Ugly. So I feel like the perfect way to end tonight's show is with a quote from the book, Start Ugly, and it's this: in starting ugly, we accept that nothing is perfect its first time out. We will commit that we will move through the fear and learn from our starts and commit to improving all along the way. And I hope that inspires you to take action, you know, to really start moving forward on those things that you've been thinking about, be it your career, your business, or life. I want to thank you again for joining us for another exciting episode of Let's Coach. And remember, it's all about success on your own terms. Have an awesome, blessed week, everybody. Bye-bye.